Well, as long as you're here, Bill, you can talk to me while Charlie's getting his hair cut.
You know, Edgar, it's touching to see your affection for the little nipper. It strikes a tender chord in my heart.
Oh, thank you, Bill. You know, I thought you didn't like children.
Oh, not at all, Edgar. I love children. I can remember when, with my own little unsteady legs, I toddled from room to room.
When was that, last night?
Quiet, Wormwood, or I'll whittle you down to a coat hanger.
Yeah.
Tell me, Charles, is it true your father was a gate-legged table?
If it is, your father was under it, or...
Why, you stunted spruce. I'll throw a Japanese beetle on you.
Why, you barfly, you. I'll stick a wick in your mouth and use you for an alcohol lamp.
Edgar Bergen, Charlie McCarthy, and W.C. Fields.
Let's walk in and surprise Fields.
Yeah, that's
right. Give me my books and my bottle. His own boudoir without being accosted by beggars.
Yeah. Bill, it's your old friends, Edgar and Charlie.
Well, so it is. Come in.
Yeah.
It's good to see you.
Oh, thank you.
Well, Charles, I hear you got married and raised yourself a cord of children.
I fear that isn't quite true, sir.
You fear it is quite true, sir. You fear anything I hate is a polite kid.
It's good to see you, Bill. Two things improve with age. Old friends and old wine.
Don't mind if I do.
Bill, I was going to bring you a basket of fruit, but I decided to ask you first what you like best and then have it sent out.
Oh, I like brandy peaches.
Brandy peaches, yes.
They're very nourishing.
Mm-hmm.
Squeeze the peaches, yeah. And save the juice.
One of the greatest live performers in the world is coming to the Circle Star Theater for 9 big shows, October 3rd through October 8th. Mr. Paul Anka.
Having my baby. What a lovely way of saying how much you love me.
The incredible Paul Anka, live at the Circle Star Theater.
You're a one-man woman. I was a two-time man.
Paul Anka, live. To order Paul Anka tickets by phone or for information on our dinner theater packages, call area code 415-367-9030. Don't miss Paul Anka, live at the Circle Star. The Tuesday and Wednesday performances have been canceled. Further information, call the Circle Star. We'll continue with our tribute to Edgar Bergen in just a minute.
Band conversions are red hot. Hello, I'm Glenn Hartsheim, owner of Hartsheim Chrysler Plymouth in San Mateo. And as I said, these van conversions are really the red-hot part of the car business. I'm talking to my sales manager, Debbie DeWitt, about van conversions. Debbie, where do we fit in this market? What's the inventory like? What's our pricing like?
Well, Glenn, right now we've got over 50 of them. 50 van conversions, Plymouth Voyagers, Busy Buddies, Cozy Cars. And we can sell them starting from $51.99.
No, we're in this market with a Voyager for $51.99?
That's right.
Now, if you've been out looking at van conversions, if you've been drooling over these cars and you've wanted one, but you said, hey, I can't afford it, these things are way too much for me, you've got to know that this $51.99 is a sensational price. Now, you heard it from my sales manager. We've got over 50 of these cars in inventory, and our pricing starts at $51.99. So you owe it to yourself. Here's your chance. You can finally be driving one. You can be driving a van conversion. So hop in your car and come on and see us. We're easy to find. We're located on the El Camino, just a few blocks south of downtown San Mateo. That's Hartsheim Chrysler Plymouth.
You know, I've always been very fond of our feathered friend.
Yes.
Large, small, tame, wild.
Blonde or brunette? Yeah.
Bill, you have quite a collection, haven't you?
Yes, I have. Yes, I have, Edgar. I always have a very rare Australian duck. The old platypus.
How small is this bird? Do you have to have glasses to see it?
Yes, about 3 or 4.
Is it true, Mr. Fields, that when you stood on the corner of Hollywood and Vine, 43 cars waited for your nose to change to green?
Pecker's lunch. You know, Charles, many's the time I wish you could be here to fill that terrible vacancy.
In your heart, Mr. Fields?
Oh, in my fireplace.
Even Don Ameche got in on the act with Fields, Bergen, and Charlie.
Pull yourself together.
What is this town I have?
Bill.
Suffering from swollen thighs. Sitting down too much, I suppose. They made a mistake and brought me camphor balls instead.
Did you swallow them?
Yeah, and every time I sneeze, dozens of moths fly out.
What?
Yeah, a covey of moths closely followed by a bevy of silverfish.
A bevy?
Flying in V formation. Right, fly on the wing.
Hey, Bill.
Here's a sign.
Bill, now look. Wait a minute.
Well, the little
Bill,
children.
Bill, now look. Hold everything. Please, Bill, let's cut out the poetry. Nobody wants to hear anything about moths.
Moths in the flame?
No.
Don't you remember Maeterlinck's poem about the moth?
Oh, now, Bill, Maeterlinck wrote about bluebirds.
It's practically the same thing.
Yeah, I guess it is. Anyway, you shouldn't sleep with your mouth open.
I don't. I sleep with my mouth closed. They crawl in through the nostrils.
Well, that gives them more room. Do you do anything about it?
Yeah, I usually drink a couple of glasses of Flip before retiring.
Does that kill the moth?
Doesn't help them any. I'm usually awake all night. There's one consolation, though. The moth suffer as much as I do. I feel them flying around in my stomach, screaming with pain.
Oh, good evening, Mr. Fields.
Oh, hello, Werner. Where's your orchestra?
That's Edgar Bergen.
Oh, yes, I know. Don't tell me. Hello, Edwin.
Edgar.
Don't prompt me. I know.
Mr. Fields, Charlie wants to say something to you.
Yes. Oh. Hello, Mr. Fields.
Hello, blood poison.
And now, do you feel sorry that you said I was full of termites?
I guess I do. I really haven't had time to give it much thought.
You know, Charlie really loves you, Mr. Fields.
Yes, I do. But I don't think Mr. Fields loves me.
Now, listen, that's gone far enough. I've been a gentleman up to now.
Why, what's the matter, Bill?
Well, he's not going to tell me I don't love him. I'll break every knot in his body.
At the
seemed to be a very popular joke on that show. W.C. Fields with Edgar Bergen, Charlie McCarthy, and Don Amici. Have a very funny bit coming up next where Charlie McCarthy is advertising for a new ventriloquist and Fred Allen answers Charlie's ad as our tribute to Edgar Bergen continues on the KSFO Comedy Hour.
Week, Citizen Savings invites you to fill your life with music and get America's Family Music Fun Book free. You'll enjoy over 500 pages of family favorites, complete with music, lyrics, and great stories behind Tom Dooley, Big Rock Candy Mountain, and more. You'll discover the musical world of CBS at Citizens, with live entertainment and displays that let you play a Rhodes electric piano, Rogers drums, and hear the difference Leslie organ speakers make. Get your free Family Music Fun Book today. Citizen Savings Festival of Music is something to sing about.
Who does so much for you, Citizen? It's true. Your wise financial friend, Citizen, that's who.
Citizen Savings and Loan Association.
Charlie.
Yes, Jay?
I say, it looks like that ad is bringing results, old boy.
Yeah?
Yeah, there's a chap outside to see you about it.
Well, what does he look like?
Well, he looks like he needs work.
Yeah. Well. Send him in.
All right. Pardon me, are you Mr. McCarthy?
Yes, I am, yes. Oh, no, he's Ray Noble, I'm McCarthy.
He's taller, I should have known. Well, I saw your ad in the Hobo News, and I've come to see about the job.
Yeah, well, frankly, you look like the kind who would answer an ad for a ventriloquist. What's the matter with your eyes? Do they have fallen arches?
No, I just wear my jowls high. You may have heard of me, Mr. McCarthy. My name is Fred Allen.
Yeah, the name is familiar. You aren't wanted, are you?
No.
Well, tell me this. Are you new in radio?
New? Why, bless you, my little ma'am. I was in radio when you were just a gleam in an acorn's eye.
Music.
I thought so.
Tell me, Mr. Allen, you haven't been working much lately, have you?
No, I've been taking it easy, Mr. McCarthy. After my many years of success in radio, I had something to fall back on. Mm-hmm.
And now you've decided to get up off it. Nothing since you gave up your program, huh?
Well, I have dabbled a bit in radio by appointment. Mm-hmm. I was the bouncer in the make-believe ballroom for a few weeks. I held the pail on Milkman's matinee for several mornings. But let's get down to business, Mr. M. Now, what about this job?
Well, good. Now, let's see. Yes. Now, Mr. Allen, what about references?
Oh, don't worry. I trust you.
That's a nice bit of evasion. You realize, Mr. Allen, me splitting with Bergen is a drastic step.
But, Mr. McCarthy, what radio needs today is new faces.
Yeah, well, if you can get one, come back and I'll talk to you.
Now, wait a minute. Bergen is no Adonis, you know. He has the profile of an avocado. And his head is as bald as a Boy Scout's knee. Even me.
Yeah. You know, there's something about you I like. You know, I think I can do great things for you.
Well, tell me, Mr. McCarthy, when we work together, will I ever get any laughs?
Well...
Maybe just one little chuckle?
Maybe.
Oh, sir, you are a prince. Let me kiss the hem of your tuxedo.
It's a tailcoat.
I shall throw you the kiss. Yeah, to think
I am about to become a straight man for a talking shoe tree.
What about the art of ventriloquism? Can you throw your voice?
Well, not exactly throw it. I let it slide gently down one nostril and bank it off the other nostril. I make it the hard way. But tell me, Mr. McCarthy, before we go any farther, have you any work lined up?
Well, Charlie, what's going on here?
Well, I can tell you better what's going off here.
Well, if it isn't Fred Allen, say, I'm glad to see you, Fred.
Well, hello, Edgar.
Say, how does it seem to take a long vacation?
You'll find out, brother.
Say, remember, Edgar, back in our vaudeville days when we played that split week at McKee's Port?
Yes.
You were so poor you couldn't pay for a partner. You used to walk out on the stage and talk to yourself.
Yeah, that's right, Fred. Yeah. Say, remember that silly girl who used to work in your act?
Oh, boy, was she dumb.
Oh, whatever happened to her?
I married her.
You can take your foot out of it now, Bertie.
Oh, he won't take offense. Why, it's always made me feel proud to count Fred as one of my friends.
Well, you can get ready for a recount now, brother.
Hey, what are you hinting at anyway? Now, that's the third time you said something like that.
Well, you may not know it, but from now on, you're doing a single, Bergen. Hey, Fred?
That's right, partner.
Oh, I see. So that's it. You too.
Yeah.
Well, what about this, Fred?
I'm hungry, Edgar.
Yes, but you doing ventriloquism.
Well, it's embarrassing, I know. I never thought I'd have to stoop so low.
Low? Ventriloquism is one of the oldest forms of entertainment. Why, it was practiced by the ancient Greeks. Ventriloquists were even found up among the Eskimos.
They weren't found up there, they were chased up there. Come on, Fred, let's get out of here.
Just a minute, Fred. Surely you wouldn't do this to an old friend.
I sure would, stranger.
You know what this means, Charlie?
I sure do. You can dunk your donuts in someone else's coffee from now on. Come on, Fred.
Let's go, Charlie.
Thank you.
Just a little sample of the great Edgar Bergen. The ironic twist about the whole situation is that on September 21st, Edgar Bergen announced that he and Charlie would be retiring after being partners in show business for 56 years. Bergen was going to relax in the sun in Palm Springs, California, and Charlie would go to the Smithsonian Institution. Funeral services will be held for Bergen tomorrow in Beverly Hills, California. And we'll continue with our KSFO Comedy Hour in just a minute.
It's two good friends. Tonight is kind of special. The beer will pour. Must say something more somehow. So tonight, tonight, let it be Lord Brown. It's been so long. Gee, I'm glad to see you. Raise your glass. Health and happiness. So tonight, tonight, let it be all the best. Let it be music, songs from the past, laughter, good food, and low and brown.
When you want the taste of a truly great beer, there's really only one, Low and Brown.
Tonight, let it be Low and Brown.
Available in Light Special and Dark Special, brewed by the Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin.
Right now in our KSFO Comedy Hour, a regular feature from Studio B, starring Pat McCormick and Alan Barsman, and brought to you by Carl's Jr. Restaurant.
Today from Studio B, we have another very interesting guest with us, as we always do. This gentleman does have the distinction of being perhaps the world's most superstitious man.
Please, please, you just scratched your nose.
Well, people scratch their nose all the time.
I know, but not around me. It's bad luck.
Okay,
bad luck.
Then I won't scratch my nose.
Don't hold your hand up like that.
I'm sorry.
That's a hex sign. Don't you see that?
Oh, really?
Yeah, that's another superstition.
We're going to be talking about the superstitions that plague this man's life right after this.
Button your shirt all the way up.
Mm-hmm.
If you're a hamburger fan, you're going to love Carl's Jr. The folks at Carl's Jr. make hamburgers the right way. They call it charbroiling, and you will call it dynamite. Every hamburger at Carl's Jr. is charbroiled over an open flame, which sears that big 100% beef patty on both sides and keeps the juices right where they belong, and that's in the meat. Then they pile lettuce, special sauce, tomato, even cheese, if you please, on that patty, and top it off with a freshly toasted sesame seed bun. So for a super delicious charbroiled hamburger, you head for Carl's Jr. Just look for the big yellow Carl's Jr. star in Sunnyvale on the El Camino Real at Henderson.
What about Friday the 13th? Is this a superstitious day for you?
Friday the 11th, 12th, 13th, 14th, and 15th are bad luck for me. Mm-hmm. Yes, and Wednesday the 5th, Tuesday the 2nd. Mm-hmm. Well, I can't go on, but anyway, there's quite a sequence of bad luck days for me.
Don't you think maybe it's just superstitious to be superstitious?
I think so. You know, I had a pair of pants that were so shiny that when I tore them, I got 7 years bad luck.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's
really?
How superstitious I am, yes. Mm-hmm. That comes from the mirror idea, I guess. By the way, I have my legs crossed and braided, and I have my fingers crossed and my hair crossed. If I could cross my ears, I would.
Do you think there would be any kind of omen for me to say thank you very much for being with us from Studio B?
Well, I wish you wouldn't. It's a superstition I have, but thank you very much. And
that's it from Studio B.
See? Now you said that. Look, I'm on fire.
June 1st, 1978. On that day, American Savings introduced the money market account, paying Treasury bill interest with no fees, no charges, and with insured safety. Already, over 20,000 savers have opened money market accounts at American, investing over $250 million. Their 6 month total interest earnings will exceed $13 million. So join the thousands, share in the millions. American Savings guarantees high interest based on today's U.S. Treasury bills. At maturity, renewal rates may vary. Open a money market account today at $8 billion American Savings. Safe since way back in the 1800s.
Today's rate on money market accounts of $10,000 or more is 8.526%. Federal regulations require interest penalty for early withdrawal. Here's a KSFO reminder that the Black Filmmakers Hall of Fame presents the Northern California benefit premiere of A Hero Ain't Nothing But a Sandwich at Century 21 and 22 Theaters off the Nimitz Freeway. That's especially true if you're hungry. That's at Hegenberger Road in Oakland on Tuesday evening, October 10th at 8:30. The $10 donation also includes a champagne reception, music, and dancing. For ticket information, call 456-0804. That's 456-0804.
It's 49er football on KSFO.
Back to pass to Bird. Straight back he goes. Look, throws. Has his man. Touchdown, 49ers. Paul Peel, the touchdown.
Follow the 49ers this season on KSFO. And here's a reminder. Good tickets for all 49er home games are available at the 49er ticket office at Candlestick Park, Monday through Friday, 9 to 5. Don't miss a single remaining home game this year with the 49ers. KSFO reminds you, get your 49er tickets now.
Let's bring back some great moments of comedy. This isn't radio comedy. This is television comedy. The late Cliff Arquette, known to the world as Charlie Weaver.